I got involved with the Iditarod about 3 years ago when I moved up to Alaska, and I was working with the lady, Kareen, and she had lived in a village and worked with the Iditarod. That was my first time at teaching the Iditarod, and actually it helped me learn a lot about Alaska as a teacher, teaching students from Alaska. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I live in Ruby, Alaska, and the Iditarod on the even years run through Ruby, Alaska. I have the whole trip, the Iditarod trip, posted in the school so that the students can travel along with the Iditarod as they're reading. And the Sarum Run, which is what this all started from in 1925, came through Ruby, Alaska, and actually the great-grandfather of many of these students actually carried Sarum during the Sarum Run. One of the most memorable Iditarod, experience that I have is right now. I've taught the Iditarod for 3 years in the classroom, and I use all this data from the Iditarod, and I had no idea that there were people that were actually putting that data online so that I could teach it in the classroom. So, what I know for sure in life is not really a lot, except for that we have roots and we have a history, and our history shouldn't die with our elders. It should be carried along, and that's one of the things that I try to teach with the Iditarod. This is historical. It's an historical event with the Gold Rush, with the Sarum Run. It just all wraps around together. You get geography in this, and this is actually a mode of transportation that they actually used in back in the day, till actually 1960 something. Perfect.